Now we're going to remember someone who lost his life in Afghanistan. Michael Weston was an agent of the Drug Enforcement Administration. He was one of three members of the DEA killed last month in a helicopter crash. NPR's Habiba Nashin has this story.
Michael Weston's journey to a DEA career followed an unusual path. After graduating from Stanford University, he headed to Harvard Law School. Although he excelled there, his mother, Judith Zara, says law was never his calling.
So he got to Harvard Law, and about a week later, he calls me. He says, "This is just about helping rich people hold on to their money." I said, "It is, and you don't have to stay." And he said, "No, I started it, I'll finish."
Weston worked hard to distance himself from his impressive academic record. His mother says he even tried to fake his death in an attempt to stop receiving mail from the Harvard Alumni Association.
But they didn't buy it.
On his way home for the summer after his first year in law school, Weston found himself sitting next to a U.S. Marine on the plane. By the end of that flight, he had made up his mind. Weston joined the Marine Corps as a reservist while in law school and trained during the summers. In 2003, he went to Iraq as a military lawyer. Right after he returned, he joined the DEA, where he investigated major drug crimes.
Mike was standing up in front here many a time, drawing on the board and describing what we were going to be doing in a certain operation.
James Gregorius was Weston's boss. He's pointing to a large white board. This is where Weston would draw up the plans for a major drug bust. Gregorius says Weston was an exceptional agent who closed numerous high-profile cases.
Somebody with that kind of academic and military background, that was a first for me and probably a first for DEA.
Weston was an achiever, but he was never one to brag. The only thing that hung on Weston's office wall was his diploma from his nursery school.
There's Mike right there, and this is us skiing.
Damon Stevens sits on the floor of his Arlington, Virginia home, surrounded by piles of photos of him and Weston. The two men were best friends and served together in Iraq.
I have the invitation to Mike and Cindy's wedding.
This May, Weston married Cindy Tidler. Stevens says the invitation is a perfect example of Weston's humor and wit.
If you have children, consider the following. Do you generally take your child out in public on a leash? Have three or more of your child's teachers resign this year? Does your child's probation officer prohibit them from attending public gatherings? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, we'd suggest leaving them at home.
In July, he went on assignment to Afghanistan trying to clamp down on the opium trade. 3 months later, he was killed. When Weston's body arrived in Dover Air Force Base, President Obama was there to pay his respects. And thousands showed up for his memorial earlier this month in Quantico, Virginia. That's ironic, Damon Stevens says, because he hated the spotlight.
I know he'd be fairly agitated.
Stevens says instead, Weston would have wanted just a few of his friends to get together at a bar, laugh, and make fun of him. He says they plan to do that very soon. Habiba Nashin, NPR News, Washington.